KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
The following program is furnished and paid for by New American Funding. Afterwards, stay tuned for Sports on Tap.
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With J.D. and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah, it is, and it's already happened. It's already happened. The fire alarm has been pulled in the Steelers hotel room.
Probably the dressing room, too.
And they've arrested a 25-year-old Boston man with disorderly conduct and a few other things. The downside to that story for Patriot fans is that the league or the game officials were also staying in the same hotel as the Steelers. So you woke up all those. If you rubbed their rhubarb, guess what? You just made the officials mad for the game. And what if it comes down to an official's whistle call at the end of the game?
You know? The thing I like, too, is it was planned out. You know, like they got Homeland Security on this. This just wasn't spur of the moment thing, like you and me when we close down too many bars and do stupid stuff on the way home. No, these guys planned it out with precision and grace, and they pulled that. And apparently, Roger Goodell has already suspended Brady for the first two games of next year because
don't give it all up.
He texted the guy and said, "Do it." And the phone's already missing. Go figure.
All right, on the way, we'll see who goes off or went off. It's coming up next, Sports on. .95.5 KLOS, JD in the Bush on Sunday morning, on Championship Sunday morning. The NFL, it's a pretty big deal for the NFL this weekend. This is the two championship games, AFC, NFC, that decide it all. But before we get to that, let's take care of business from last week. Who goes off?
Football. Let's go. Let's see how smart the experts were last week. It's who goes off.
Okay, I was moderately smart. I picked Ezekiel Elliott in last week's Green Bay Dallas game. I still don't know how Dallas did not win that game. Ezekiel Elliott, hold on. Let me finish. Thank you for the math lesson. Yeah, you got to be here anyway. 22 carries, 125 yards, but he doesn't get in the end zone. And I think that's part of the reason why Dallas didn't win. I'm not trying to be Captain Obvious here, but I don't think he got the ball enough. I don't think the 22 carries was enough. I don't think they used him effectively enough. I mean, he had to get in the end zone for them. And, you know, the Green Bay defense, really, that's who was able to keep him out, keep him, quote, air quotes here, down to 125 yards and out of the end zone. How did that happen? I don't think they used him right. I think Dallas, I still can't believe Green Bay's in with no running game, with no defense. What are they, the 21st ranked defense? Come on.
That's the one game we differed on last week. Was that one. So I simply liked it for quarterback purposes. That's it. I think Dallas should have started either Sanchez or Tony Romo. But that I can't say that with a straight face. But maybe Tony Romo. Who knows? Look, this was Dak's first go around. Okay, it takes.
And he threw for 300 yards and three touchdowns. What do you want from that kid?
I knew he threw for 300, but he also made a couple of key mistakes too, with spiking the ball down, doing some things, do some mental things that he needs to be in a certain
position.
Cost
him a down, yeah. Right. But I thought the coaching made more mistakes than he did.
Sure.
300 yards and three touchdowns for a rookie, a guy that's got exactly 17 games of NFL experience.
Jason Garrett's had a pass for several years, finally living up to what he should have. Yeah. You know, for a while for the Dallas Cowboys, but Dallas is going to have their
team. Dallas defense letting Aaron Rodgers go off for 355 yards is not good either. But you know what? We said that going in, Dallas doesn't have any defense. They're going to have to outgun people. And as we look ahead to the NFC Championship game later on today, it's the same thing. You got the 21st and 27th ranked defenses going to play each other. And Vegas thinks the over-under is, what, 61.5?
61.5 for an NFL game.
for an NFL Championship playoff game.
Yeah, do you realize that game can be 31-30 and you still lost? You still didn't cover that. Unbelievable.
We could go north of 70 points. Couldn't you?
You could. You
35, 38, 34, 38.
I think
34,
just to be a jerk, I'm going to take the under and call 12-9. What do you think?
Not that one. Maybe the other one, but not that one. Now, the other who goes off, you selected Big Ben
Roethlisberger.
Right?
Yeah,
on the road, you took a chance. You gambled.
Well, it's, again, Kansas City. Alex Smith, I have as much faith in
him. You weren't going there.
I'm not. You have to prove something to me over a span of a while. And look, Kansas City lives on their defense. I have never seen nor heard of a game where a team scores two touchdowns and the other team doesn't score any. and yet they still lose. Think about that for a minute.
The box score looks weird, too. 6-6-3-3 across the top for Pittsburgh.
Six field goals.
18 points.
Record.
And a win. That offense, listen, this is what tells me that New England is going to win today. Because if Pittsburgh can't score with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Big Ben, and you can't score a single touchdown against Kansas City.
Kansas City does have a good defense and stuff, but the Patriots statistically even have a better defense here. It's going to be, going to be just as cold, and situations are going to arise there. But no, you're right. You can't punch it in. How am I supposed to believe you're going to go and do so against Tom Brady there in Foxborough?
Yeah, and I'm not. You're not convincing me of that.
You know, Big Ben, let's put it this way. He didn't go off kind of, sort of. He did. Yeah, he won the game, but he was 224 yards.
Oh, no. 20-31. He had a bad game.
He had an interception, but they still.
224 yards, no touchdowns, and interceptions.
See, but my guy actually won. Your guys didn't, so I win. All right, so there you go. Hey, by the way,
you don't want to start counting these. Don't go there.
I think we're both bad in that aspect there. Did you see your boy, Ezekiel Elliott?
No, I saw him hanging out in Vegas. I did see him last night. Look at how old is he?
I know.
It's exactly what he's supposed to be doing. Don't be the get off my lawn guy. Don't tell me you think that he shouldn't have been playing like that in Vegas. Don't say
partying with his shirt off up on stage with Steve Aoki.
That was what he's wearing when he got drafted. Okay. He had no shirt on, or a mid-drift shirt, or whatever you want to call it.
But is there a rumor circulating? If not, let's start it here right now that was actually the bye week that he was doing that.
These are pictures from the bye week. See, these are actually photos.
I know. The night before the Packer games.
You're not selling that.
With Dez Bryant.
You're not selling that. No, he's exactly where he's supposed to be. He's a wealthy young man who just had a great season. They came up a little bit short. And believe me, you're going to see Dallas probably in the playoffs next year.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. I mean, can you talk about more right now? Can you think of more of a division favorite heading into next year than the Cowboys?
Man. Yeah. Let's figure out a couple of things on defense.
At least with the NFC North, you're like, well, is Adrian going to come back? Is he not? Are they going to be healthy? I like what the Lions are doing. Really, in the NFC East, you can like them Giants all you want. Eli's another year older. How can you not get on the Dallas train and already have them as your division winner by two or three games next year?
I'd be more worried about Philadelphia than New York next year because you're right. Eli's lost a zip in his arm, and he's not Peyton is what we're finding out. All right, let's rock the box. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush, Sunday morning, 7 to 9. Do you know, man, I'll get to Belichick in just a second. In our coach. Talking about that's the word. Sorry, having a brain fart here.
Well, I dropped such a useful nugget on you.
Yeah,
there,
you did. You completely deep by just saying two words, good coach.
Yeah, use that at your sports bar later on when you're watching the game.
Talking about who goes off, this is what
that's
you live
for. That's why you got that black eye somebody hit
you. Try and keep me knocked off the track. You're going to have a black eye in a minute. I'm going to throw a stapler at you. Le'Veon Bell, 170 yards.
Now,
give kudos to Kansas City for keeping him out of the end zone. He kept Antonio Brown out and kept Ben out, kept everybody out. I mean, that's just the way that it went down. But, I mean, this guy, I mean, and it's not so much what he's getting done, which is 170 yards, but the way that he's getting it done. I mean, he's using really kind of a different style, I want to say, that we've never really seen before.
He did that back in college, too, which is...
And drove his college coach crazy.
Yeah. Drove me, Mark D'Antonio, crazy. And in addition to that, too, Mike Tomlin actually came to a Michigan State practice. He was scouting somebody else.
Right, yeah.
Came up to Le'Veon Bell and told him, I like the way you run. Yep. Well, he's patient. If you watch Bell, see, a lot of guys he's more than patient, yeah. He's more than patient.
I mean, he takes the handoff like he's going to run and then kind of slows down because he sees the whole field. And, I mean, this is what great players will tell you, is the game slows down for them. They see everything a little bit differently than everybody else and can read it a little bit better. And it's more than just waiting for the lineman to make his block and the hole to open. It's deciding whether you want to go there or not, or whether you have deked the safety or the linebacker with a head fake or a look in the wrong direction, and you can totally go around that and not even have to hit the hole. I mean, the football IQ level here is pretty high.
Yeah, he can start and stop on a dime, and he'll do that. He'll tiptoe behind a couple of linemen, wait for the best opening, and then boom, accelerate. He's one of those, 0 to 60 and 3.5 type of guys that can do that. Most guys are taught the second you get that, you find even a crease, it's going to open by the time you get there. You start running full speed ahead. You got to hit that hole before it closes.
That's what they teach.
And it's a big burst from behind the line of scrimmage. He doesn't start his burst until he crosses the line of scrimmage. So it is a different, a unique way. It's been effective. But you talk about Jerome Bettis, how do you run for a buck 70? And not get in the end zone. Did he like run around in circles, like run to the 10 and then run back around and spin around 10 times, you know, and knock it into the end zone?
I don't know how that happens.
Yeah, well, it's Kansas City is how it happened.
Alex
Smith gets all the blame, but seriously, man, I'd lived in the Midwest. I did a year in KC before I couldn't take it anymore. It's Kansas City, I'm telling you. They're just not used to the whole winning, you know, mantra and the aura that comes along with it. And it shows, man, this time of year, it really does.
Bill Belichick is knocking on the door of a bunch of gigantic records with legendary names.
Yeah, he kind
of,
a good coach.
It's not going to surprise you any, but we'll get to that, as well as breaking down some more of this divisional game with Green Bay and how in the world they find themselves in position to go to yet another Super Bowl. But first, a Bushka fact.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
We have a new football team in LA, of course. The Chargers relocating recently up here to Los Angeles. I know we're stoked about that here. Their first 10 years into the league, how many times do the Chargers have a winning record? 60-69. You remember, you were probably, I don't know, 20 years into radio, so you were all over
it. Well, in the first year was here in Los Angeles.
Right.
And I know they did well the first year, so I'll say, well, you're going to tell me in just a couple minutes. I don't have to guess, right? Don't I?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to tell
you. Because you do know.
I'm going to tell you this. You do. Spoiler alert, you're wrong. Oh. There you go. Yeah, more to come. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Rude.
Hello.
Hey, Jonesy.
Hello.
Listen, remember...
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
Nobody's really checking the facts. We just kind of take his word for it, really.
Are you supposed to? See, here's the thing. I'm not writing a story. Okay, if you write something, it's all out there. People can look at it, go back and say, look what you wrote. Yeah. But on radio, I just say, I didn't say that. I think it was early and you were a little hungover and, you know.
He just...
You misremembered.
You misremembered.
Yeah, I'm the Andy Patterson.
I love
sports
that.
Radio. You misremembered.
Misremembered.
You heard something else. People are driving, Senator. And they're like, he didn't really say what I think he did, did he?
Yeah, no. Not as far as you know.
No.
Words of Chevy Chase.
No, you must have heard somebody else. Really, some other yahoo on this time of morning. So, 10 seasons under their belt. How many times did the Chargers in L.A. at that time have a winning record, 1960-69? Remember, like I said, you were 20 years in. You know, you were one of the kings of the NFL doing stuff back. You should remember this, man.
Yeah.
I know it's been a long time. And
killed a lot of brain cells in that time.
Your mind is like, what, the fifth thing to go with you, you know?
There's free hot dogs and free beer in the press box after the seventh inning, man. Yeah. What can I say?
Where's JD going? I don't know. He's not doing press a post-game today. Absolutely. The answer is 9.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 times, yeah. That's 10-4. In
your
LA,
first year,
your first franchise, That was a great season. The Chargers won the AFL West. At that time. Funny how the division names change everything. Well, teams have, you know, changed leagues all the time and stuff. They did lose a championship game to the Houston Oilers.
But got into the championship game in the first year in Los Angeles. That's pretty cool.
Houston Oilers, way back in the day. Bum Phillips. Remember those guys? I think that was probably pre-Bum, but Earl Campbell, those guys. Whoa.
Listen, there's a throwback jersey that I own. And I have a lot of football jerseys. I've got an Earl Campbell throwback jersey.
Yeah, he was a...
What a running back that guy was. Wow, get out of the way.
He's big too, wasn't he?
Tree trunk.
He made Emmitt Smith look like a little person, man. He's crazy. Well, enormous. The team then, they went 12-2 the following year, led by, of course, the arm of Jack Kemp. The Chargers then merged with the NFL in 1972.
The Chargers have a great history. They really do. I'm born and raised in SoCal, and I remember the Chargers being only about 90 miles down the 5 freeway. Air Coryell, Dan Fouts, all the receivers. You know,
John Jefferson used to be my favorite.
Oh, JJ, come on.
Used to have that card with
Charlie
the glasses on that he wore and stuff. Yeah,
Chuck Muncie, and of course, Kellen Winslow.
Yeah.
And everybody's got that image of Kellen Winslow being carried off the field in that double overtime game. I mean, they have wonderful history, not to mention LaDainian Tomlinson, who's someone that's still on television a lot over at the NFL
Involved
Network.
Involved in some big-time historic plays, too. We think of the catch with Dwight Clark in the end zone. We think of the hook and ladder there against Miami. Remember, I mean, who will forget that? You know, just when you're a part of, really, you think of the immaculate reception, but if you say hook and ladder, everybody knows, boom, Chargers Dolphins. They can think back to that. So it's a pretty cool thing to be able to be associated with a game like that.
All right, coming up, how in the world does Aaron Rodgers keep doing this? We've got the answer. We'll break it down next.
High formation, first and goal from the 3. Off the play fake, Rodgers rolls to the far side, looking to a wide open Jared Cook into the end zone. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Pack Packers Radio Network. Right here on 95.5 KLOS, we're doing Sports on Tap. It's J.D. in the Bush. Thanks for dialing us up this morning. It's championship weekend in the NFL. AFC, NFC championship games going down today. First one will be the NFC game. And, yep, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's not the Cowboys, as everyone thought it was. Not, I should say everyone, but a lot of people thought it was going to be. You picked him. I mean, I picked the Dallas Cowboys. You're the ones that said Aaron Rodgers was going to get it done in that game. You know, can Aaron Rodgers...
I said Aaron Rodgers was going to hit his tight end along the sidelines with less than a minute left to set up a field goal. Do you not remember that?
Somehow that escaped me, Senator.
I didn't say it on the air. Of course, I said it to you like after it happened. When I said
was that somewhere in the text messages
yes.
that we
Did
were
you never read? You never returned?
No,
thank
like
you.
The next day.
What a pass. What a catch.
Listen... Here's what I think the X factor is with Aaron Rodgers, is that they talk so much about wanting to make guys pocket passers. Guys like Michael Vick come along that have got legs and they want to move and they want to roll around. Right. That's when you get hit and smashed and crunched and ruined. And so they teach you to stay in the pocket. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, for this winning streak and this playoff run, Aaron Rodgers is embracing rolling out of that pocket. He knows that he has got the skills to hit his guys on the run. Doesn't matter which way he spins. Either even across his body or rolling the natural way out to the right, it doesn't matter. He's using his legs, and not that he's using his legs to rush per se and move the chains, but just to move the pocket right. or to get out there and give his receivers a chance to run mm-hmm. and get chunk plays instead of just the drop off, check down, pass plays, which go for 2 or 3 yards, a couple of those, and you're punting.
Yeah, you're a more brain than balls quarterback. How many times do we say it the other way around?
Sure.
Colin Kaepernick, other guys, I'm going to take on
Cam.
A big, huge linebacker. Uh-huh. That's a great idea. You want to do that, but then when you get a shoulder stinger and you're out for three or four weeks.
Look, Cam Newton.
Right.
Look what happened. His whole season was derailed mm-hmm. over that play at the goal line, and he approached the goal line like, oh, okay, I'm Cam Newton. I'm right. here to cash in my touchdown, and got hit in the mouth.
Yeah.
And it ruined the rest mm-hmm. of his season and the Panthers' season in the process. Aaron Rodgers, 362 yards and 4 touchdowns against the Giants, and people were saying, okay, now they're going to play a real defense. Let's see what happens now. Okay, yeah, 360 yards. That's what happened.
How is Dallas's defense any better than New York's? The Giants had a better defense.
Right.
I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, but
and what happened in that game? 300 yeah. yards and 3 touchdowns.
That one pass to Jared Cook, though, when you watched the replay, I honestly thought they were slowing it down. You see how slow Cook is? He's just kind of wandering around out there like he's a no man's. That play took 45 seconds to develop, you know, and then boom.
And he's a big lumbering tight end guy.
Yes.
And that big lumbering guy caught 6 balls for 100 yards,
yes,
103 yards and a touchdown.
Both toes there on the sideline. That set up
man,
Mason Crosby for a game-winning kick as well. And everybody loves how good Dan Bailey is. We get it with the Cowboys. Mason Crosby's not too shabby as well. Look, he had kicked a field goal. You know, the game eventually went into overtime, kicked the game winner. Oh, then they iced him, and he had to kick the game winner again. I thought it was hooking left the second that ball left his foot.
It really looked like it was going
did,
to.
Did, and then it just started going.
Yeah,
I was just like, wow. It's like one of those golf shots we hit. We're surprised. You know, we all automatically start heading towards the woods. Wait a minute.
Oh, look.
You're like, no, dude, it's in the middle of the fairway. What?
How'd you hit a knuckleball?
I have no idea, man. I think a golfer. A what? A golfer.
All right, still to come, we've got some Ace Frehley tickets that we want to offer up this morning, so we've got those. I'm sure that we can do a Super Bowl shuffle or two for that. I have tons of Super Bowl trivia stuff that we can do with that. Also, the Vegas line. I've been talking about this Bill Belichick thing, too. Let's do that next and maybe give you the shot at the Ace Frehley tickets. Bill Belichick is in line for some extremely elite NFL company. That's next on Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. KLOS doing Sports on Tap. It's what we do Sunday morning, 7 to 9 with J.D. in the Bush. Bill Belichick, listen, lots of talk about this guy and how great a coach he is. He's going for win number 25 in the postseason, 24-10 as a head coach. As a head coach, that's pretty good right there. It puts him just 4 wins ahead of Tom Landry. You know, he started with the Browns, this guy, Bill.
Yeah, I was going to say, people forget that he was in Cleveland at one time. Or
and looked around after that playoff win and said, yeah, I can do better than this.
Yes, he has.
Pretty much. Listen to this. A win today would also improve Belichick's career postseason winning percentage to 7-1-4, which would leapfrog him over Joe Gibbs and put him just in a tie for Bill Walsh with the highest postseason winning percentage ever. Now, Vince Lombardi at 9-1, that's like a 900. Good luck.
You're right, 9 out of 10. I'm going to go 90% on that. Yeah, it's a great record for Vince. But look, if you look at the facts here, the Belichick's coached in almost three times as many games as Lombardi, too. Yeah. Would Lombardi have that same type of record? I mean, you know, he may, perhaps.
Yeah, well, it depends on what kind of talent you can attract. Yeah. And I think with Belichick and Brady, that's what they've been able to do is attract just the right kind of talent. I mean, what an incredible. Is it six AFC championship games in a row? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, six in a row. And look how many times they've won. They were the Atlanta Braves of the NFL. Remember when the Braves won that division 14 years in a row, but still only had one World Series to show for?
Speaking of that, you just gave me an idea here. How about a little Super Bowl shuffle? We can do some Super Bowl trivia with folks for some of these Ace Frehley
tickets
that we have.
Bears shuffle.
Stop it. No more singing. Enough with the singing.
Running the ball.
What I'm talking about is stuff like this. You answer this, and you can keep the tickets, all right? Can you name the four head coaches tied with the most Super Bowl losses of four? Four coaches all lost four Super Bowls. You got them?
Yes.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Hit me.
Okay. I'm going to go Jack Patera, Chuck Knox. I'm going to go Dennis Erickson and Pete Carroll.
You're 0 for 4.
All of my beloved Seattle Seahawks coaches. No?
Pete Carroll has been in four Super Bowls.
Okay. Well, then I guess I don't have it. Okay. Fine. Point out my...
Bud Grant. This is a tough one.
Yep.
If I was going to use this on the air, I was going to say, just give me one.
Now you're talking Super Bowl coaches with all the losses, right?
Yeah, lost.
Marv Levy.
Okay, Marv Levy, two.
Bills. Four in a row.
Got another one?
That have lost four?
Don Shula.
Dan Reeves.
A lot of people forget that Don Shula, before having the perfect season, Don Shula lost a bunch of them, too.
Yeah, and he lost one
with
Marino.
And you said the fourth one, Dan Reeves.
Dan Reeves, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan Reeves has played in the most Super Bowls as a player or a coach, participated in like nine of them, but he's also lost the most, too.
Okay. 800-955-KLOS. Ace Frehley tickets. You know some Super Bowl stuff?
So do I still win?
We'll find out. Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, hold on. So Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. All right, we've got some tickets up for grabs here. Actually, we have a bunch of these in different venues, too. This time around, Ace Frehley, formerly of Kiss, that's where most people know that name from, Canyon Club, coming up January 29th. Want to go see that? 800-955-KLOS. We got some tickets. We'll do a little Super Bowl fun here. Can I have some musical accompaniment, Maestro? Oh, there we go. Beautiful. Let's also talk to David first. David is in Simi. Good morning, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you good? Are you a big Super Bowl guy, football guy?
Oh, I am. I love football. I love your show. I watch it every 7 to 9 Sundays.
Awesome. You're totally the man. Checks in the mail. Here we go. Which or any of these? Can you give me any of that? There's four receivers share the record for most receptions in a Super Bowl. 11 catches. Can you name any of those four guys? One of them is playing today.
See, I have to go. One is Jerry Rice.
Boom. Right off the top, today, he gets it. Yep. Are you going to go for all four?
Well, let's see. Today would be...
Yeah, Jerry's not playing today. So
no, Jerry's not.
Still I know. I don't have today.
That's fine. Steve Largent, Doug Baldwin.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's what I was going
to say. And Joey Galloway.
I'm the guy who called in and said my wife doesn't like Seattle because his ex-husband's team. I don't know if you remember that in December.
Hey, you nailed it with Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice is definitely one of them. There's four guys that have done it. The one playing today is Wes Welker. Wes Welker is playing today. Deion Branch, another one. And then Dan Ross with the Bengals. Hey, congratulations. Tickets to see Ace Frehley. Hold on a sec, okay?
Thank you.
Way to go, David. We got some more of those headed your way, too. But we're going to take the break and come back with more at Sports on Tap at 95.5 KLOS.
On the next Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Coming up on the next Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, we have your tickets to see U2 at the Rose Bowl, their second show on May 21st. All you have to listen for is the prize chicken to run through here. Be the first to call 1-800-955-KLOS. That's on the next Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Weekday mornings 5:30 to 9:30 on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Olivia, where are you?
I'm down here in my drink fort.
Your what?
The door's made out of coffee cups.
Huh.
I have a caramel frappe here with your name on it.
What? Oh, scooch over.
Give yourself a treat at McDonald's with any small McCafe drink or a medium McCafe iced coffee for $2.
You think anyone will find us?
Well, the boss hasn't seen me in 2 days. Hey, hand me a strawberry banana smoothie, will you?
Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Have you ever seen a refrigerator that comes with a touchscreen? Have you seen a washer that comes with a built-in sink? Have you seen how much the Home Depot can save you on both? Right now, get up to 35% off appliance special buys at the Home Depot. These feature-packed appliances come in a range of stylish finishes, and nobody...
It's a rock in Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. They're coming back around again, man. Def Leppard is playing here, it seems like, about every 6 months. And you know what, man? They sell it all the time. It's one of those shows that you go to and you sing your brains out because you don't realize it, but you know almost every single song that they're going to play when you see them live. Fun stuff. All right, roll the Raider music, if you please, because on the line, the show's attorney and resident Raider fan aficionado and otherwise Raider good guy, Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group here in town on the phone. I'm concerned because the Raiders filed their paperwork this week on like Wednesday or something like that, saw what the Chargers did. It's like, right, now it's our turn to move. We're moving to Las Vegas. But like within a day, the mayor of Oakland saying, well, wait, hold on. There's a new wrinkle to the Ronnie Lott proposal. Drew, what's going on?
Well, listen, I mean, the wrinkle to the Ronnie Lott proposal. Well, let me back up for a second, because I love hearing the theme song at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
Right.
Smells like victory.
Want to just turn it up? Want to turn it up for a minute? Just dig it?
Oh, my God, please. It gives me chill, I swear.
That's good, Dave.
Getting back to your question, it doesn't matter what the wrinkle is. I mean, the bottom line is that the Raiders will be moving to Vegas. It's the die has been cast. They will be there. And in fact, it actually seems like the deal has gotten better for the Raiders, because now they might not even need Shelly Adelson to help them build the stadium. In fact, I think it's Lehman Brothers might be throwing their hat in the ring to finance the move, which means that they're not having another possible negotiation where they're bringing in a part owner, which is probably what Shelly Adelson wants to do. As a billionaire, he wants to be one of the 32, you know, who hold this job or this position. And Mark Davis shouldn't give that up. He should never give that up. And hopefully you won't have to if Lehman Brothers steps in and helps him finance the move.
Wow, that means that you don't have anything to worry about if you're getting that kind of cash in there. I mean, look at now all of a sudden you got people stepping up want to do this. Why were the Spanos not able to get somebody to give them money for that stadium and make money down there? And the same thing in Oakland. You're going to have yourself, you're going to have an NFL franchise in this beautiful palace that is the closest thing that's really in the city, because the Niners have gone to Santa Clara. I mean, I don't understand it.
Well, you know, I mean, the stadiums have to have the public support, whether it's in Oakland, whether it's in San Diego or Vegas. Except the great thing about Las Vegas and the great thing about the stadium in Vegas and the tax that's going to be implemented to help build the stadium and bring the Raiders to Vegas is that the people that are being taxed are not the local people. It's the hotel rooms.
It's us.
They're going to be taxed.
and we don't care.
Right? Exactly. And in San Diego and in Oakland, it's the people that live there. They're going to have to feel the tax, unfortunately, and I understand that. But in Las Vegas, they don't care. It's going to be all the people coming in from out of town who don't care, because they're going to spend the money anyway. They're going to buy the hotel room anyway. It'll be my money will be contributing to that. I can't wait.
Drew Sherman is with us. He is our resident attorney from the Adley Law Group here at Sports on Tap 95.5 KLOS every Sunday morning, 7 to 9, JD and the Bush. You know, we were talking about a story that we haven't announced yet. It just broke here, and I found it interesting that it broke on a Sunday, but Antonio Brown, who likes to, you know, tweet out in Facebook live pictures of what's going on in this locker room there, he's just signed a lucrative deal, apparently, with Facebook. After this whole thing blew up and went sideways, he's in trouble with the league, could get fined, could face a little bit of a suspension, and Facebook says, we love it, here's close to a million dollars. I mean, so we can really act the fool and say kind of anything. So, I mean, if I say something real stupid, will you defend me for free, or will you sign me to be your spokesperson?
You know what? Let me think about that.
The laugh is your answer.
That could work both ways. I mean, listen, you know, as I tell my clients all the time, what we do is not about right or wrong. You know, if you make a deal, you're not admitting guilt. You're not admitting liability. You're making a business decision. So if he has to pay a fine over here to make $1 million over here and it nets him out at 998, you know, whatever amount of money, he's making a business decision, and it's making obviously a smart business decision, because as soon as you hit plus side of a dollar, if he nets out a dollar, he's made a smart business decision, in my opinion. I still got my lunch money from the third grade, okay? So as long as you got the dollars in your pocket, you're good.
This See, is
I
what
used
happens
to beat up guys
pay,
like you and take lunch money in the third grade,
You probably
grade
did.
Too.
When you pay an attorney, that's what you get, that big long answer. Yep. Basically, what he said was, I'm going with forgiveness rather than permission. Because I'm getting more on the back end.
It's always
right?
better to go for forgiveness than permission. Right. I don't want to sign a slip. I'm not going on a field trip.
Drew,
which
thanks
I forged my
as always
anyway.
For explaining everything. Well done.
You're welcome, boys. Thanks for having me.
See you later. I can't wait for those Southwest flights from SoCal to Vegas to see Raider games.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is
well,
that going
to
be fun?
They're normally full going up to the Bay Area with Raider fans on it,
right.
But now going
Only
to Vegas.
Only now it's going to Vegas. That means it's going to be crazier.
You know what's going to be crazy, too, is the traffic now on Friday and Saturday. There's a lot of people
driving.
Are going to drive.
You're going to drive on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's right. It's going to be that. It's just going to be party central. Oh, my God. You think if the black hole was crazy in Oakland, what's it going to be like there in Las
All
Vegas?
Right. Championship Sunday, breaking down more of it next. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Eddie and Pearl Jam on 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush on Sunday mornings. Championship Sunday morning today. You're going to get the first one, 105 and 340. Is that right?
1205 and 340.
Okay, 1205.
Yeah, we never right. have games start at 12 o'clock. They're actually putting about 3 hours and what is that? 3 hours, 35 minutes between them. Because if you notice, man, NFL games are going about 325. Yeah, yeah. They'll literally have a 10-minute wrap before it's on to the next game.
Even without the overtime.
If it goes overtime, they're going to delay that second game. They're not going to, you know, start it. They're going to wait till that thing is over.
Speaking of overtime,
weird.
Do you happen to catch the end of the Cleveland game last night where they wound up losing to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Do you see that last possession? It's like, you know, it's the super the Jordan rules, they used to call it back in the day, but it's the superstar rules. It's like there's 0.9 seconds left on the clock.
Right.
LeBron, and they're saying LeBron James comes down with the rebound and calls timeout in less than 0.9. First of all, he never had possession of the ball. Never had. I mean, if we were talking NFL here, that was not a catch.
Right. Where was the game?
Right through his, it went down to the floor. It was in Cleveland.
In Cleveland, right.
It was at home. Homer.
And did you notice the guy didn't start the clock either? You know
yeah, the guy on the clock said, 1,000. Okay, I'll go now. And then
right.
they gave him like half, like 0.5 or something like that. You tell me you rebounded the ball and looked at the referee and called timeout in 0.4.
0.5? Jesus, LeBron got the ball. LeBron actually went over, signed an autograph, ate some popcorn, and then he grabbed his talcum powder that he threw up in the air, and then they called. You know, then they stopped
and then
the clock.
He started the
yes,
button to start the clock.
They do that. It's a coinkydink okay. that it's at home. Yeah, I think so. But they still lost anyway. San Antonio won, which for the life of me, they got a better road record than home record. I can't figure that out.
The first of the two games today is going to be the NFC divisional game. That's going to be the Green Bay Packers at the Atlanta Falcons. You know what? I think the Green Bay defense is going to be finally tested this time.
Okay.
I know that.
Are we going to agree on this one here?
I don't know. Are you going to take Aaron Rodgers again?
You know, no, I just
he's tough to bet against right now. He's so on fire.
He is tough. Yeah, and I was riding the Packers train all throughout. And I mean, I'll toot my own horn because I never go perfect in the playoffs. I am thus far at 8-0 with that, but I'm going to pick the Falcons in this one. I am going to pick the because I think you're right. Uh-huh. I think it will be tested. Plus, Atlanta showed me something. Atlanta, to me, was Kansas City, okay? Yeah, can Matt Ryan do it in the playoffs against a pretty good defense like Seattle? He had no problem. He went through it like Swiss cheese. I don't want to hear the Earl Thomas thing and the this and that. They looked really good. Atlanta did. Plus, it's a last game in the Georgia Dome. Think of all the history that the... Wait a minute. Okay, but the Georgia... The Georgia, why not? Do it for the 12 fans that'll be there that are true Falcon fans for Atlanta. I just think that this is Matty Ice's time. Granted, I think they'll lose to whoever wins from the AFC, which I believe will be New England.
Will they pipe in crowd noise?
Pipe in crowd noise, yeah. Ludacris! You know, they play that. Yeah, if you don't know that story, Atlanta, apparently when it never used to get loud, they would sit there and pump up excess crowd noise.
They did, and they got busted for it. They had to pay a fine and a draft pick.
Lots of fines, lots of draft picks all over. I don't know if you saw, the Seahawks are losing a draft pick, possibly a number two draft pick
because
of what?
Second offense.
What went down on radio, actually, is what it is. They're blaming some of the local people. Some of my friends at work at the ESPN station up there.
He said it on the air.
Yeah, but now they're saying you shouldn't have set him up like
that
to the radio host. You shouldn't have asked
him. Always kill the radio guy.
Right, it's always the media guy's fault.
Always kill the media.
Well, that's fine. Everything's been blamed on us. I think 9/11 and Y2K was our fault, too. You know, give me a break, people. But what happened with that is Richard Sherman didn't have his injury reported, and therefore they're saying, Seahawks, you should have let the league know they're going to lose a second round draft pick.
Well, but repeat if it, you know, like they call him Pete the Cheat for a reason. Now, to the Atlanta Falcons side of things, mm-hmm. it's too many weapons for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you shut down Devonta Freeman, then you're going to get Tevin Coleman. You shut down Julio Jones, you're going to get Mohamed Sanu. That guy's a skilled guy, used to playing with big-time mm-hmm. quarterback. I like the Atlanta Falcons this game. I think that the carriage turns into a pumpkin on Green
Finally
Bay.
Finally for Green Bay. Yeah, Green Bay. You know, last time Green Bay lost? It's been so long, we had another president in the White House. It's been that long. You believe that? Boy. It's been that long since
Same
since
thing with that Tom Brady guy.
Absolutely.
Probably even longer for him.
Yeah.
Although, funny moment with Tom Brady and the president, or actually the media asking Tom Brady about the president. Tell you about that and more coming up. It's 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap.
On 95.5 KLOS. Now, Mushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
There are not a lot of things in life you can count on, but Mushka Facts it's are one.
Absolutely it is. Yeah, you know how much time I spend researching this?
I actually know the answer to that, but I'm going to say mum.
Mum's the word. All right, party people. Do you know which four, count them four, players have won both a Heisman Trophy and a Super Bowl MVP?
You want me to name all four of them?
I'd like you to name one of them. All right. Well, can
I got
you name one.
One
LA?
I got two.
You got two. Can you name one LA and what's up for grabs?
Oh, okay. Oh, you want to turn the?
I want to turn into the contest.
Okay, all right, good idea. We'll turn the Mushka Fact into a contest.
I'm full of them.
800. You're full of it.
Yeah.
800-955 KLOS.
A Raider and Trojan.
In there. There's two of them. Okay.
That's two of them. I'll just take one from you, L.A. Look, it's a Sunday morning. You're probably hungover listening to us. We
all right,
get it.
So four players have won the Heisman Trophy and the Super Bowl MVP Trophy.
Yes.
Name one of them. You win Ace Frehley tickets. Boom. Canyon Club January 29th from KLOS. It sounds like my neighbor.
No, that's the wake-up call for the Steelers, isn't it?
Oh, they've already done that to them this morning.
Oh, it was a fire alarm.
It's 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush. Yeah, a 25-year-old Boston man is being detained this morning for pulling the fire alarm in the Steelers Hotel a couple of hours ago.
3 a.m.
Yeah, bad news on that call for Patriot fans is the game officials staying in the same hotel, rousted out of their beds. Yep. So if those referees are a little bit salty, the calls don't go the way that you wanted them to, Patriot fans, you got a 25-year-old guy in custody back there in Boston that you may want to talk to tomorrow.
Yeah, remember that story when Kobe went to Sacramento back in the day and got food poisoning from eating the hotel room service and was sick
the next
day?
Squirt some Windex in his hamburger.
God, you got to be smarter than that. Yeah, I'm Kobe. I'm playing your team. I'd like to order a steak. Oh, really? What's your name again? Yeah, now come on, man. Send your boy to McDonald's and get a salad.
We got a Bushka fact out here that we've turned into a contest, actually.
Yeah,
because
mixing it up.
It seemed like it was too tough all on its own.
Yeah, it's an audible.
But go for it. What do you got? Throw it out there.
Do you know which four players have won a Heisman Trophy and a Super Bowl MVP? There's a Raider and a Trojan.
Yeah.
Those are two of them.
And I think that's the two that I have, but we'll see what we've got on the phones.
Well, you used Google. I'm sure none of our listeners did. I'm sure they know it off the top of their head.
Google already.
All right, Bing. Fine.
You're the one over there with your phone in your hand. let's go.
I'm taking selfies and tweeting them.
Gerardo.
95.5 KLOS.
Gerardo's in L.A. You got the first shot of this, Gerardo. Give me one of these four names I'm looking for, and we got Ace Frehley tickets for you at the Canyon Club. Hello.
Hello?
Gerardo. Is it Gerardo? Is that your name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, man. What do you think? What's your answer?
Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen.
That is correct.
There you go.
That is
that was
one
pretty
of the four.
How many do you got? Do you have more, Gerardo, of the four?
Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett. See, the Raider. I told you, the Raider in there.
Where'd Plunkett go to college?
Stanford.
Good
Stanford.
Man. Good man.
Okay.
Any
you have the other two.
That's it. I'm just a Raider fan.
I'll give you. Okay.
So apparently,
I told you, Raider fan would get this.
Okay. Well, my apologies for assuming that you cheated. I just assume everybody's like me on this show.
To round it out, the rest of the four: Desmond Howard. Okay.
Wow.
And Roger Staubach going way back for that.
No one's going to get the Howard one. I mean, just
congratulations, Ace Frehley at the Canyon Club for you, Gerardo. Hold on. Okay, you're a winner with KLOS.
All right.
Good job. Going to see Ace Frehley at the Canyon Club coming up on the 29th of January. Cool stuff. All right, shall we break down the AFC game coming up next?
Yeah, we shall.
It's 95.5 KLOS. JD and the Bush, we're doing Sports on Tap on Sunday mornings here, and we're getting ready for, well, the showdown. It's Championship Sunday in the NFL. We've talked about the NFC side a lot of it. Man, ad nauseum is what it's been with these two quarterbacks. But the AFC side of things, you know, Ben Roethlisberger's been waiting 12 years for this. A rematch against Tom Brady for the right to go to the Super Bowl. It happens later on this afternoon. He's going to get that shot.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell, a better running back than what we've seen with the Patriots. Wide receivers, Brown is better, yet why do I still feel the Patriots are going to win this game by 10 points
and
or
New
more?
England's just coming off a game where a season high in giveaways. They gave the ball away three times on turnovers. You've got to win that turnover battle to win, and still.
Yeah, but they I know, but I always try to consider the source. They beat the Houston Texans, okay? Mm. And, you know, the Texans, exactly. I think, would get a really good game from Corona Centennial High if they played them, honestly, because they run the spread, of course, and I'd like the over on that game either way. I got as much faith in the Texans, oh my God, as I do in anything else. But yeah, but the Steelers
not much of a warm-up game. That was, but you know what? I said this last week. I don't think that they needed to be tested. I think they just needed to get out there and scrimmage so that they could get everybody healthy and say, all right, what do we got? How healthy is everyone? And survive this game without any more injuries.
A little bit of a
and
tune-up.
Then move on to and then move on to a really competitive game. Right. This is going to be really competitive.
We're not trying to climb the rankings and get positioned for the college football playoff.
No.
Here, where you got to win, you got to take care of the boosters, make sure they cover the spread. You just got to win by one or win by 50, and the Patriots certainly did that. But we talked so much about the Patriots' offense. It's actually their defense in New England this year that is one of the best defenses in football. Really, I think since Darrelle Revis was there a couple of years ago, but even prior to that, you got to go back to when Mike Vrabel and Teddy Bruschi were there, and that linebacking core was outstanding. I mean, all you have to do is ask the coach of the Steelers, Mike Tomlin. He knows how difficult it's going to be, A, to take on Tom Brady, and B, to go to Foxborough and try and win it.
They're well-coached. They're detail-oriented. We'll be challenged in a big way. The environment won't help, but man, such is life this time of year.
You know, this was, it's coach speak, but yeah, I love it. It's like, you know, he welcomes it. He wants
it. He's genuine,
and we
too.
Talked about
he's
this
not a
Raider
BS-er.
Fan. No, no, no. Raider fans the same way. We heard people saying when they were, you know, talking big about the fact that not only do we want New England, we want New England in New England. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a real fan of your team, this is what you want. You want to be tested, and you want to beat the best. So I get where Mike Tomlin's coming from. I like the enthusiasm.
Yeah, and you talk about coach speak. How about player speak? And that's the one thing. Tom Brady's good for a lot of things. We know that, okay? He's not really good for a soundbite.
Coach speak.
Tom Brady, honestly, when you ever see those quarterbacks, JD, when they got the plays on their forearm, actually, if you watch Brady carefully, he's got like four quotes on his forearm when he goes up there and does a post-game press conference. He looks down. Which one do I want to give? A, B, or C? Here he is. He's taking on a Pittsburgh Steelers team, and they've played some good teams this year of the Patriots, but yet this is going to be the toughest game of the year, says Tom Brady.
Answer C.
You know, you'd always feel better going into the game after you've had a good week of preparation. And I think the team's done a good job. So really understand who we're playing against, how they play, why they win. You know, we're playing a great football team. So it's going to take our best 3 hours of the season against, you know, our biggest challenge all season. And hopefully we're up for it.
Okay. Now, if you notice, did he say anything about the players?
No.
Anything about the team,
total
the tradition?
Coach speak.
Okay. Now, here's, sorry, I got to tell you, L.A., you've been bamboozled, okay? Because that was actually from a game with Denver 4 years ago, is what it was. And I swear to God, that was not this week. But Tom Brady still sounds the same. It's the same thing all the time. It's the Lou Holtz. We're playing Rice. This is probably the best 0-6 team in the country. If we don't watch it, they're going to punch us in the mouth. No, they're not. Notre Dame.
Come we're on to Houston. That's all Belichick wants. That's all Patriot fans want to hear, too. We're on
Wouldn't
to Houston.
You love Brady just to say that? You know what? Hey, my boys in H-Town, I'm coming down. We're partying with you. Let's meet at the clubs, get some maybe good barbecue while we're down
only
there.
Only if he rips his shirt off like Ezekiel Elliott, please. Actually, I've seen Brady's pictures on the beach with Giselle. Yeah. It's not, nothing to write on my mom about.
It's not, yeah. Maybe he's a nice guy. Who knows?
Boss of the Big Screen coming up next, 95.5 KLOS. KLOS from Cheap Trick on the Rock of Southern California, where we're doing Sports on Tap Sunday morning 7 to 9 with JD and the Bush. Are you ready for Boss of the Big Screen?
I am.
What are you going to pick today?
I'm picking the Patriots.
The Patriots the later game.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Patriots. You know, just because I really want to see can Pittsburgh do it. You know, like I said, I like so many more facets of the Pittsburgh offense, and it's an enigma to me how they did not get in the end zone. I know Kansas City is good.
Stats blow my mind, okay? Because you take a team like Pittsburgh, the triplets, I mean, you know, a great quarterback, the league's best wide receiver, the league's best running back, and they can't get in the end zone. I mean, Le'Veon Bell goes off for all of these yards.
And 170
still,
yards.
And still they can't do it. Yeah. So I'm supposed to believe that that same offense is going to go on the road to a tougher place and play a tougher team and do better?
No, I didn't say I picked them to win. I just, the game I want to watch.
That's the end of the show.
Yeah, the game I want to watch is really what it is.
All right, okay.
I think I'll go mow the yard. And no, wait a minute. It's raining. I'm going to go swimming.
I'm going to go swim in the rain. It's supposed to rain again today.
Yeah, I usually sing in the rain. You know, that's just me.
Okay.
Or I get caught in the rain. I mean, that's the romantic side of me. So
I'm going to go with the early game, Green Bay and Atlanta, because I think we could be in for like 750 yards of aerial football. Honestly, the Vegas point spread total is 61.5 points. I don't know that have you ever seen one that high before?
Not in the NFL.
And certainly not in the NFL. Yeah, in college football for sure. Certainly not in the NFL. Certainly not championship caliber NFL.
Are you
the
a point spread guy? Or are you more of an over-under guy? I've done far better in my life betting on over-unders.
I'm interested in what the point spread is always, but I learned from you know the Vegas guys what you play is the total.
You
have a much better shot at playing.
Stay out of it. You don't get attached. Exactly.
You don't get emotionally attached to who's going to win. It's like, and when you're watching, it's easier too. It's like, score, score, score! Or no.
Yeah. See, with college, you really don't want to play an over-under, because if you get to overtime, you're screwed. Rip your ticket up. Okay.
Well, the college game is so much more emotional anyway.
I've seen a game with college have like 20 total points, like 10 to 10. Mm-hmm. They go to OT. That thing ended up 41 to 38. And I was
because it just keeps going.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, cool. I got this game won. The second they get into overtime, you add all those points together and you rip your ticket up and lose.
Honestly, this is the time you watch football. As a matter of fact, CC just walked in here a second ago. He goes, was that the best weekend of football last week or what? Yeah, you're right. We can only hope that we have another great day of it today.
And good news, too, if you didn't hear, you think this is the only time football's on, there's spring football, a league coming out.
We'll tell you about this coming
Shoot
up.
Shoot me next!
It's Tom Petty on 95.5 KLOS.
For the picks.
Let's go!
Football, football.
Let's see who goes off this week.
Yeah!
Okay, I think I have no win.
That's story of our life, right? You call it that. I call it damned if you do and if you don't. Okay, so it's kind of six, one half dozen the other.
Oh, boy. I don't know what to call it now. You know what I'm thinking? I think Aaron Rodgers is my guy and who goes off today. And not necessarily because I think they're going to win, because I do think they're undermanned. And they're going to have a problem with that Atlanta Falcons offense. It's just so many weapons. But I think that Aaron Rodgers, he's been playing well, number one. But even if they get behind, even better. He's got to continue to throw to try and catch up, to stay up with Matt Ryan. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers today.
So Aaron Rodgers goes off, but you pick the Falcons to win the game.
Yeah,
I pick the Falcons. I think we're both in agreement here. We'll both pick both
the Falcons.
Home teams. Yeah, Falcons and the Patriots to be in it as well. I'm going to go with Tom Brady, okay, just because I'm a big, you know, revenge, I'm all pissed off kind of thing. Interesting to note, Roger Goodell has a choice of two games to go to. Coinkydink, he's going to wind up down there in Hotlanta. Oh,
is he going to Atlanta?
Well, he's going to Atlanta. He's not going to go to New England.
Well, the weather's nicer down
there. Oh, boy. Plus, what do you think? If you're, first of all, he's not invited in Robert Kraft's box to eat the Kraft macaroni and cheese and Velveeta shells. I'd go there for that alone. My God, unlimited mac and cheese? You got to be kidding. He's not invited up there, so he's going to be down in Atlanta because we're told it's the last game at the historic Georgia Dome.
That's
the reason he's going there. But Tom Brady's going to have himself a day. Who he's going to throw to, it really doesn't matter. Yeah, I think Brady, actually, they enacted a new Brady rule. If you didn't hear, he can throw the ball up to himself, run underneath it, and catch it. So Tom Brady is now one of the new targets for Tom Brady.
I'd be surprised if I saw that.
I wouldn't either, so I like that. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Johnny Manziel back in a football uniform.
I was just getting ready to say, you know what? You may run into Johnny Manziel at the Super Bowl. He may be at the Super Bowl this year.
Not in uniform. He's catching some flack over this one. In Manziel, look, rumors don't get started for a reason. I'm a big where there's smoke, there's fire guy for the most part. Okay, this is not the National Enquirer that reported this, but Johnny Manziel, I'm going to be at the Super Bowl partying, hanging out, and he's going to charge up to $50 for a selfie.
For his audio. Oh, a selfie.
Yeah, a selfie or autographs, too. Either ones. You want an autograph or a selfie, you know, $50. We're going to go ahead and do it that way. Now,
Is he going to turn this into the IRS? Be in a dirty wife beater. Yes. You know, hasn't shaved for 5 or 6 days.
And Bieber's going to be with him probably hanging around. But no, it's funny. The Johnny Manziel news out there. Johnny has said, "Are you buying this? No, I'm clean."
Yeah,
I'm clean. There's a picture of him at a strip club a couple weeks ago. How clean are you? Those places
wasn't he
are
just
dirty.
On the boat?
Yes,
in the
with Odell Beckham Jr. stuff. But apparently, he was drinking O'Doul's. If they still make that,
it
was
okay.
Yeah, it was non-alcoholic stuff.
Okay,
you know? Yeah, he had cranberry juice. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what we like to say. But there's a spring league that invites pretty much washed-up guys that we all know and heard of, giving them a chance. Johnny Manziel is going to get an opportunity.
Who
this
14
league. Ray Rice
saw that.
Talk about a wife beater shirt he's going to be wearing there. And, of course, Vince Young. Because him and strip clubs go hand in hand.
Yeah, over-under on seasons for that league. I'll say the over-under is one, and I'm going to take the under.
Oh, God, I'm going to watch it. I'd much rather watch that than the combine, though. Oh.
All right, that's going to do it for our show. Chris Carter, Breakfast with the Beatles, next on 95.5 KLOS.
On the next Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Coming up on the next Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, we have your tickets to see you two at the